Just like an annual checkup is important for maintaining good health, performing regular financial checkups is an essential part of the planning process for successful retirement health. So on this podcast of Plan with the Tax Man, Tony and I are going to talk about your financial wellness checkup.
Look up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's the Tax Man. He may not be a superhero, but Tony Morrow has saved many retirement plans with his extreme knowledge of tax planning strategies. It's time for Plan with the Tax Man.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the podcast this week as Tony Morrow and myself talk about getting our finances getting a little tune-up, if you will. Some things to think about to make sure that stuff is working the way it should, because financial wellness is going to look different for everybody. We want to kind of highlight a few areas where maybe we all should pay attention to various things on this week's episode. So what's going on, Tony? How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. You know, the spring is here, and so I can't wait to talk about this because everybody wants to be outside here pretty quick. And I think besides having physical checkups, depending on where you're at,
right.
I think the financial checkup is always well in order. So,
oh yeah,
it's a good topic.
Definitely. I mean, you think about reviews that you do with your advisors or you do with your clients. I mean, it's kind of the same kind of thing, but we'll kind of tie it into the medical analogy just for fun as well.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, you know, let's say you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to get healthier, as so many of us are. You want to kind of review your goals, right? So you want to discuss those, the importance of whatever your retirement goals are with your financial professional so that you guys can be on the same page.
Exactly. And really every piece of this whole presentation we're going to talk about today is, you know, in essence, when we dig deep into it, it's the financial plan itself. We're only going to touch on a few topics and lightly, but one of the things we do, you know, with every client that wants to be a client of ours is we go through a plan with them. And now a lot of them say, well, I don't really want that. I just need this. And I tell them, you don't go to your doctor, you know, and just say, well, I just need this for this ailment. I mean, they check you out. They ask you questions. They want to know what's wrong with you before they can diagnose something.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do. But the very first thing is trying to figure out, what do you want? You know, what are your goals? And because that's where we have to start and then see where everything else fits. Because without that, you know, the whole thing really is useless. So we start there in our plan.
Yep.
And we're going to go through some other steps here too. But it's so important because we go back to that at every meeting and visit that because goals change. And so we have to adjust our plan.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, you got the outline, if you will, which is the retirement goals and what you want to do and so on and so forth. But then you kind of dive into a little bit, like you're going to check those vital signs, if you will, which typically is going to be the income and the outgoing, right? So what's coming in, what's going out.
Right. So once you know the goals, then we have to start working on how do we get there? And much of it is dependent upon how much you're bringing in, how much you're spending. Maybe you have trouble spending, maybe a little too much. We have to rein that in a little bit. Otherwise, these goals are never going to be met. And so we work with them on trying to get them to track their expenses and their income and making sure that they have a little bit of money left at the end of each month. You know, living below their means, you know, is really what it comes down to, because doesn't matter how much you make, if you're spending $1 more, then you're really not, you know, building any wealth. So that's second.
Right. Yeah. Because you've got to make sure that you're keeping track of that. I know nobody likes the B word, right? But again, you've got to have an understanding of what's coming in and what's going out, just so that you can make sure that you're staying within the grounds of the goals that you're trying to accomplish. You know, don't want to overspend, right? But you also don't want to, you know, not enjoy yourself and take advantage of the stuff that you've done. And other little things, I mean, I don't know, is it worthwhile to check your credit score often, Tony? Or, you know, is there other little things to do in this kind of wellness checkup area?
You know, I would check your credit score once a year-ish. I mean, at minimum, you know, some people, I think, maybe get a little too overboard with that. But I tend to tell them, you know, check your credit score once a year. I tell them to, you know, monitor that. I also tell them to pull, when we get in to start talking about financial planning, is to pull their Social Security statement from the administration once a year. It's free. May take a look at it, you know, see what your projected benefit is, and making sure that all your money or all your earnings have been credited and things like that. Just little things that should be on the calendar once a year when we're going through this exercise that you do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so, you know, go to the next piece here. So you got to build some financial immunity, right? So we're talking to kind of keeping this health analogy. Got to build up your tolerance, your immunity system, your immune system, if you will. And this is probably going to be in the form of having some liquidity. Yeah,
It is. I mean, and one of the things in the plans that we design, and we're pretty adamant about this. We're pretty easygoing on most things, but I'm pretty adamant that if you're going to work with us, we have to at least have you start what they call an emergency fund. We've talked about it before, to make sure that you are ready for the unexpected. I mean, it could be an emergency. It could be your car completely dies. Whatever that emergency is, you lose your job is the biggest one. And then making sure that you're, even if we only are doing $50 a month, putting something into that emergency fund, you know, until we get it to a certain level. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, it's a recipe for disaster. It derails everything we're talking about. If you've got to all of a sudden shift and allow one, you know, minor mishap in life, ruin everything. And so that's what we want to do there.
Well, so we're talking determining the appropriate size, right, of the emergency fund, maybe automate some savings to help get you there, right? That could be another way to do it. Yep. And then, of course, just to your point, replenish it, you know, as you take stuff out, as situations come up that you access it, you know, and taking a cruise at the last minute, you know, pulling it from the emergency fund is not really an emergency. That stuff you should,
it's not an emergency.
That's stuff you should be planning for, right?
Yeah, you should have a vacation fund for that.
Right, right.
You know? And, exactly. And so we get into some of these funds and different things so that you can start allocating money for things that you want to do. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's give our portfolio a good screening here, Doc, if you will, right? So make sure that the investments are you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They are. We take people through. We ask them, you know, to bring us everything that they have in terms of statements. Let's see where you're at now and see how you're invested, because we've got to make sure after we kind of know, you know, a little bit about your risk tolerance, about how you're diversified and your goals, is what you're doing now, what you have, is it going to get you there or not? Or maybe you just took something off the TV and it sounded good and maybe it's too aggressive for you, you know, or something like that. So this is probably the, you know, where the rubber meets the road is obviously we're trying to get you to save some money, but then we have to make it earn as much as you're comfortable with. And that's the investment strategy.
Exactly. You know, you got to make sure that strategy is going to fit the risk level that you're comfortable with and, you know, all those pieces that we've talked about a bunch of times. But if you're talking about kind of just keeping this in this fun little analogy here, you got to have that, you know, screening, that review of the portfolio to make sure that you're adjusting it along the way. And then you might want to take a look at diagnosing the debt that you've got clearly, right? So if you're thinking about debt, obviously there's these schools of thought of don't have any, it's okay to have some, blah, 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 right?
It is. And debt is the biggest thing that stands in people's way, because most people have what I consider too much. I'm kind of in the camp of let's try to work towards eliminating all your debt eventually, not living, you know, real skinny to do it, you know, and not having any fun. But let's work that into the plan to make sure that we can get, you know, the highest debt paid down, you know, then other things, then maybe the car, then maybe even the home. Because once you do that and you're debt free, I mean, you could really free up a lot of cash flow that hopefully you can either save or have some fun with along the way. That's right. That's a big issue in the plan.
Yeah. I mean, are you making progress in getting those debts paid off, or are you not? Are you kind of trying to avoid some things? Have you explored other consolidation strategies if that's on the docket? Have you talked with an advisor, right? And said, okay, here's what I got. Can you help me? Or if not, you know, point me in the direction of someone that maybe can help me. Because obviously debt can be a huge, you know, piece to this whole equation. So make sure that you are absolutely diagnosing that for sure. Preventative measures, you know, so now we're talking about getting a little more proactive. If we're kind of moving through this as stages, you got to discuss the proactive, you got to discuss the future stuff, right? It's not all just about what do I have today and what am I doing? It's also what's this going to look like, you know, through the next number of years, 10, 15, 20, and the various pieces that come with that.
Yeah. And some of the most important pieces of that, you know, looking towards the future, and you can kind of, you know, guess what these are. It's the rising cost of healthcare. Where will taxes be in 15 years? I mean, right now we don't seem to be paying our bills as a nation. Taxes, I would say, you know, could be up. And then, of course, you've got the infamous, we're all living a lot longer and you potentially could need some care toward the end of life, you know, long-term care, assisted living, things like that. So are you factoring these into the overall plan, you know, and just as contingencies, especially healthcare and long-term care? I mean, you can say what you want about taxes. I always say that I think they're going up, and I'm somehow wrong completely because they keep going down. But I don't know how they can keep doing this. But I guess what we're trying to do in this stage of the plan for us is we're planning for the worst, you know, and then if that doesn't happen, then we're well protected. you know, in our plan.
Right. I mean, because you've got to have the conversations about potentially, you know, healthcare expenses in the future. They're obviously going to go up. You know, what's the plan and the long-term financial impacts of that? And clearly, obviously, Tony, what do you do with what taxes? I mean, right, it's the end of April here, so hopefully you're all done with the tax season. You know, you can have some stragglers here and there, but you know, tax efficiency, man, I mean, that can really make or break it.
It can. Tax efficiency is, you know, backing up to the investment strategy really is where we fit in, trying to make sure that your portfolio is as tax efficient as possible. A lot of people don't really take that into account. They think, that's, you know, that's not really real. It really is real once you start showing people what the tax effect on some things are.
Yeah, I mean, again, taxes are going to make or break it. So make sure that you're definitely having that as part of the conversation. And reach out to Tony, of course, if you need some help at yourplanningpros.com. You know, Tony, insurance coverage, I guess, could be another place to talk about this, right? It, you know, there's lots of schools of thought. Do you need it? Is it adequate for you? But I mean, insurance products in general have changed. So there could be some useful things here. So certainly doing a review of this is not a bad idea.
Definitely not a bad idea. No. And part of the plan that we do, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about insurance because they think you're going to talk to them into maybe a lot of life insurance or something like that. But I think it goes a lot deeper than that. You know, it's the health, it's your, you know, auto and home. Of course, life fits in there, liability insurance, maybe an umbrella, certainly disability insurance, you know, the long-term care aspect of it. All that fits into the plan because, boy, if you're not adequately insured, you know, something bad happens, you know, that could destroy you completely.
Do you find that people are more interested in talking about it as an option than they used to be because they have made so many changes? I mean, there's a lot of ways where insurance could play a really pivotal role, or an insurance product, I suppose I should say, of some kind, right, in your overall strategy.
I think so. And if we're keeping it to the investment / retirement strategy, definitely can. I still like some of the whole life type of policies that are issued that build up some cash value. Yes, they have gotten a bad name because they've, I believe, been sold where they weren't needed. But in certain instances, I think that's very good. I think annuities still have a place in certain situations. It's technically an insurance project, but I consider it more of an investment product. But you know, things like that definitely could help in certain situations. You hear on TV, of course, with the insurance, if you're talking life, the whole old, I don't know who coined that. Was that, I think of the company.
Prudential?
No, who was, buy term and invest the difference? That was that.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. Buy term and invest the rest or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, which that has its place too. But I do think cash value products do have, depending on, because it's a permanent type of policy, a place in people's plan if it fits.
Yeah, if it fits. That's the key word right there. So again, and being open, we talked on a prior podcast about, you know, just kind of being open to the fact, especially if you're having retirement stress, to open to suggestions or ideas or things, because sometimes people will definitely walk in and say, I don't want to talk about X, Y, or Z, when X, Y, or Z might be the thing that actually helps you get, you know, accomplish what you're after. So make sure you go through a plan and then also follow up with that plan. We'll kind of finish it there. Just like any wellness check, you want to kind of check back in, whether you're losing weight or dieting or whatever. You want to kind of keep, you know, track of this stuff and set some goals and then see how you're tracking, see how you're doing.
Yeah, you're doing. Yeah. And with today's technology in the planning process, all of this, you know, a client's plan is basically out there for them 24/7. In other words, they see what I see. And as their investment products change, that's reflected. But their overall goals and plan are out there. And so it isn't like it's a surprise when we visit. They have, you know, an idea of what we're going to talk about and what we're going to go over. And then we make changes, you know, and then it's instantly updated. So I think that is, you know, one of the really the cornerstones of why you're paying an advisor is really what we talked about. Obviously, much more in depth when you're in, you know, an advisory meeting, but this is what you want out of the relationship is right here.
Yeah, for sure. So have yourself a financial wellness plan and kind of go through and find that relationship. You know, as Tony was just kind of finishing that up, the whole point is to find someone that resonates with you. So that's why it's important to come in and get, you know, kind of get started with that complimentary review that advisors offer. Tony certainly does the same thing to see if it's the right fit all the way around. There's usually no cost or obligation for these things. And it's just a good chance to see, hey, does your philosophy match my philosophy? Can we work together? Because you've got to be able to hear the advice and be able to, you know, work that plan. But at the same time, you know, the advisor's got to know that, you know, that you're receptive to that as well. So otherwise you guys are just banging your head against the wall. So
yeah,
you want to make sure that you've got a good strategy with a good person that works well for you and a good team. And that's what Tony and his team strive to do. So if you need some help, reach out to him. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Google or YouTube, or I say Google, but it's YouTube or Spotify or whatever. You can find all the information at yourplanningpros.com. That's yourplanningpros.com. Tony is a CPA, a CFP, and an EA with 30 plus years of experience in the industry. So a great resource for you to reach out to at Tax Doctor Inc. Again, at Tax Doctor Inc., but the website is yourplanningpros.com. Tony, my friend, thanks for hanging out, and I always appreciate your time. And I'm glad that tax season is behind you. Looking forward to talking to you in May.
All right. Sounds good. Take care until next time.
We'll see you next time right here on Plan with the Tax Man.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, SM. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency. Investment strategies discussed in this episode may not be suitable for all investors. Please consult with a financial professional.